You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Sa ating bersyon kung saan nagmula ang unang tao, nabiyak ang isang iganting kawayan upang magbigay buhay kina malakas at maganda ang ating bersyon nina Adam and Eve. Ang sinumang lumaki sa alamat na ito ay batid na sa kwentong ito, ang lalaki ang siyang nagtataglay ng lakas ng pangangatawan, samantalang ang babae naman ay taglay ang kapangyarihan ng kariktan. Ngunit ang kawayan, anuman ang lakas at tibay nito, ay may likas na kapangyarihang bumaluktot at humapay sabay sa lakas ng anumang buhawi. Mas kapani-paniwala sigurong sa pagbaluktot ng kawayan ay nabalanse ang lakas nina Eva at Adan. At marahil, yan ang bagong alamat na magpapaliwanag sa kwento ni April Adams, isang Filipino-Australian professional boxer, two-time Queensland state champion, at two-time Australian champion sa super bantamweight category. Kamakailan lamang ay lumaban si April sa Denmark para sa WBO super bantamweight title laban sa Danish na si Diana Thorsland. Sa kalagitnaan ng kanyang ensayo dito sa Brisbane, nakilala natin si April Adams, ang kanyang inang si Luz Viminda at ang kanyang coach na si John Bastabo. Narito ang ating panayam sa kanila.
Tell us again, how did you get started or how did you get into boxing?
Well, I first started combat sports as a form of getting fit. I was a bit of a gym junkie in my youth, and I loved the idea of getting in there, working hard. And as I developed my skill set, I decided, you know, why am I training so hard? So that's when I decided to make the decision and plunge in and jump in the ring. And ever since then, I just fell in love with the sport. My first couple of fights, I actually hid it from my parents. Obviously, you know, being a parent, they're going to worry about you, and especially being a female, it's not something that they would want to see their little girl doing. So for the first couple of fights, I didn't quite tell them, but eventually they caught on, and I had to tell them and tell them that I'm actually competing. But when I turned professional, they were both very supportive.
Mm-hmm. We're also being joined by April's mom, Luz Viminda. Kumusta naman po and congratulations on all the achievements of April.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Do you remember the time when April first spoke to you about her interest in boxing or her interest in pursuing a professional career in boxing?
She didn't tell me anything. I remember one night she came home, get out of the car, limping, so I ran downstairs. I said, what happened to my daughter? I opened the door, and the first thing she said to me is, Mom, I won. And I saw this big belt on his waist. I said, what did you win again? I said, Mom, I'm boxing. I almost fainted. My only daughter, my only child is boxing. But then, of course, that's what she wants to do, so, you know, we support her.
So you were surprised, obviously.
I was surprised because she has a degree in journalism, because I was thinking that because I have a degree in mass communication, and when I was in the Philippines, I wrote some stories, you know, I was a gossip columnist.
Oh,
yes,
nice.
So I thought she would follow my footsteps, but no, she preferred boxing.
Yeah, she'd rather be in the headlines chasing the headlines. So, well, I know it takes a lot of heart and courage to watch your daughter sort of like get her there in the ring.
Yes,
at what point did you stop worrying about her? I mean, she's got four titles, two state titles, two Australian titles. I mean, she obviously can take care of herself, but well, at what point did you stop worrying, or do you still worry about her?
As a mother, no, I never stop worrying. You know, I go to the venue of her fight, but I will be outside. You know, I have my rosary and praying, because I think no mother would like to see her daughter getting punched on the face. You know, I always, you know, ask her, "Are you hurt? Are you hurt? Are you hurt?" No, Mom, I'm okay. I'm okay. But still, you know, I know if she's she can look after herself, she can, you know, but I'm a mom. I always worry.
Gano'ng kahalaga sa'yo, Luz, na mapanatili ang kumbagay pagkakilala niya sa kulturang Pilipino? After all, you know, boxing is the second most popular sport
yes,
in the Philippines next to basketball.
Well, tinuturo ko pa rin sa kanya yung ating mga kultura at bilang ina, hindi mo, yung lagi ko pa rin sinasabi sa kanya na be humble. You know, kahit na anong narating mo, dapat ang mga paa mo ay nakatungtong pa rin sa lupa. At ganun pa rin ang ginagawa niya. Marunong pa rin siyang tumingin sa kanyang pinanggalingan at marunong pa rin siyang gumalang sa kultura natin at sa mga taong nag-invest sa kanya para marating niya ang kanyang kinaroroonan ngayon.
Back to you, April. You got 2 state titles and 2 Australian titles. A pretty impressive record that you have there.
What do you think are the highlights in your career? How long has it been since you started professional boxing?
Well, I first started professionally in 2015. So I guess my professional career is actually quite short compared to most people. And I guess being a female in a male-dominated sport does help in that there's less professionals that are female in the circuit. I was able to have a lot of tough fights early, which I'm very thankful for, and that's how I've risen up and got to where I am today.
You recently just got back from Denmark after a title fight, WBO title fight with Dina Thornsland, is that right? Can you tell us of that experience?
So I just got back from Denmark to fight for the WBO Super Bantamweight World title in Denmark, which was absolutely amazing. To actually get to that point and be an Australian female boxer at a world level, I guess I just can't be prouder of myself to even get to that stage. It was a very tough fight, which I expected it to be at that world level. But, you know, we didn't come home with the win, but it opened so many doors for me now. So being a female in Australia in a sport that isn't very well received, I think it's a great achievement, and now I've got other opportunities elsewhere opening up.
I understand that you're a journalism major as well.
Yeah, I graduated in 2010 and I then got a job in politics. So I was working for Tim Mander for about 4 years.
Deputy leader of the opposition now,
yeah,
Tim Mander.
Yeah, former rugby league ref. Yeah, so I worked with him for 4 years, but at the same time I was trying to train like a full-time athlete. So it got to a point where I had to make a choice whether I give up training and focus on my career or put everything into my training. So I made the choice to put everything into my training, and here we are today.
A lot of people think that boxing is such a lonely sport, yeah, because we watch you fight it out on your own up there, but a lot of people don't realize it takes an entire team to create a boxing legend. What's the normal training like for you? What's the usual everyday training that you guys do?
You're absolutely right. In this sport, yes, I'm alone in the ring, but it takes a whole team to get to where I am. From the very beginning, as I've progressed, it's not just me, it's my sponsors, my coach, my training partners. Everyone involved helps you get to where you are. In terms of my training, I'm very fortunate to have other female fighters, and they help me progress and level up in skill. So I'm very fortunate to have those people behind me. If I didn't have those people supporting me all the way, then I wouldn't be here.
What sort of key strategies does your team employ to help you build your physical, both your physical and mental health? It helps that you have a clear mind and you know exactly what combinations to use in sudden change of mood.
The mental game is 100% important in this sport. You pretty much have won or lost before you enter the ring. So to have a positive outlook is very important. In terms of the lead up into a fight and preparing for a fight, you've got to have that winning mindset. And part of that is just always being positive within the gym. My coach is always positive. He's critical in what we do, but he always points out what you're doing right. Mm-hmm. Okay. And also in terms of our teammates, we always make sure that we encourage each other. So we've got a really team-focused gym here where everyone's supporting each other and helping everyone out. So at no instance does anyone feel like, oh, I don't think I can win this. everyone is behind everyone, and that's what keeps us strong.
Joining us as well is April Adams' coach, John Bastable. Thanks so much for joining us.
Pleasure.
What sort of training strategies that you guys follow to improve her footwork?
With footwork, it's a combination of a lot of things. We do, strength and conditioning is probably the one thing that we outsource. Everything else we really do in-house. So, we're doing bag work and, pad work, and then we're doing partner drills. We do a lot of different training to work that. And if a particular fight, we'll work on particular things for a certain fighter. So, we try to keep everything in-house as much as we can.
Not too long ago, maybe 2 years ago, she had an interview with T2T, and it was discussed, the struggles or the challenges of having to find an appropriate sparring partner. Is that still a challenge, or are you able to find somebody who can spar?
No, we're really lucky. So I've probably got three of the best girls in the country at the moment. So along with April, we've got Beck Rawlings, who was a UFC fighter, bare knuckle world champion, and now is signed to Bellator. And we have Bianca Elmer from Sydney. Mm. So Bianca's former Olympian Com Games and now is Australian pro champion and is fighting for April's WBO regional belt in October. So we're really blessed. I've got great in-house sparring. Mm. So, it's a good thing.
Back to you, April. Being a journalism graduate and an elite athlete yourself, what else do you reckon the media should do to help report the victories and the achievements of female athletes, or promote the public interest of watching more sports played by women?
I believe it's all about recognition. And we may not be televised as much, we may not be paid as much as the men, but I think just starting with just pure recognition that we are able to compete at an elite level, I believe that's so important. I mean, a lot of female athletes don't do it just to be recognized. They do it for the pure love of it. They do it for the challenge. And to be recognized for that, I think that's so important. And the more recognition we get, the more support we'll get from the general public.
How important is it for you to represent both your parents' culture in worldwide stage of boxing?
I believe being half Filipino and half Australian is of great benefit. Of course, the Philippines, they love their boxing. It's ingrained in their culture. So to have that a part of me really means a lot. And to represent Australia overseas is just an amazing feeling as it is. Not many people get that opportunity, but to be able to have both sides, I guess I feel very privileged.
Para lubos niyo makilala ang ating pambatong kamao na si April Armageddon Adams, bisitahin ang kanyang Facebook page. Para sa Radyo SBS, Celeste McIntosh.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.